is Free Talk Live. You're launching into the second hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves here. The number is 855-450-FREE. The number is brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-855-450-3733. With you in the studio, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
Of course, we'll take your calls about anything. Coming up, Marines versus drug dealers. Apparently, there's some conflict going on south of the border. Michelle's going to fill us in on that.
Deadliest Warrior.
Oh, that's that TV show you were talking about, right? Yeah, I saw some of that in jail. 855-450-FREE is the guys in jail. Love that show, as you might imagine.
It's interesting.
So we'll take your calls about anything. That's the point of the program. All kinds of different stuff coming up, plus a Bitcoin Ponzi scheme. Mark's going to fill us in on that. We talked about it previously, but I guess you got some detail, Mark.
I got a news story
you're going to share with us. And before we get back to your phone calls, though, Michelle, you said there was a $10,000 ticket camera challenge. We were talking about these red light cameras that are basically designed to raise revenue for the state. The story last hour was about a mayor in New Jersey who actually came out and admitted that these are not about safety, but they are, in fact, about revenue, whereas the official line is supposed to be that they're all about safety. So what's this ticket challenge?
Says, here's our challenge. Show us any camera equipped.
I'm sorry.
You didn't. National Motorists Association.
National Motorists. Okay.
Yes. And they put this out, and it's on their homepage where it says red light cameras.
Mm-hmm.
It says, show us any camera-equipped intersection that still has high numbers of straight-through red light violations, and we will guarantee a minimum 50% reduction in those red light violations through the application of engineering solutions.
So they think that the solution is not cameras or fines, it's engineering the intersection in order to make it more efficient and safer.
Yes.
So you don't get to win $10,000. They're going to give it to the government.
They're betting the government. But I think that everybody wins here, because what is the government really incentivized to do?
Take more of your money.
Yeah, I mean, the government's incentivized, sadly, to make at least a somewhat dangerous intersection, not so dangerous that people, are rising up with pitchforks and torches, but dangerous enough that they can, that they can get the ticket revenue, because what they're claiming here is that they can actually reduce, drive-throughs.
Exactly, which would then imply that it would reduce the potential for accidents.
Right. So there's fewer people going through the intersection at red lights, so therefore there's less
chance. Right, and it would also create a better flow of traffic. Mm-hmm. And so as there are more cars and more people on the road, that's going to facilitate, travel and what have you. And so the idea, though, of it not being, in the interest of the city or the state to enter this challenge, I can see the argument that it's, if what they want to do is generate revenue, then of course they're not going to do this. However,
this would be useful for a community activist to come to a city council and to say, hey, look, if this is really about safety, then here's the offer we have for you, and present this to them, and then see what the city council actually does and get them on the record about whether or not they support approving, the go-ahead on this ticket camera challenge, or if they're just going to keep things the way they are.
Absolutely.
And it only takes 6 months, right?
Things don't move quickly in the world of government,
So but, if enough people got on board, and then it would be, not only that, but I think as people become more involved in the system and trying to change it, more people will realize the futility of that, and more people will just actually become more energized in their own liberty choices for themselves, which then will create more libertarianism throughout. Because
is that why you want people to get involved in the system? Hang on, we'll come back to that topic here in a moment. Gabe's on the line in Kansas City. Gabe, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Gabe. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I can tell you about the as far as like court process and taking a ticket to court in Kansas City.
Taking a red light ticket to court?
Yep. How the process works in Kansas City is it's in municipal court. They've got their ordinance written as if it's like a parking ticket. And basically they just try to trick you into incriminating yourself when the burden of proof is on them. They have like big screen TVs in each courtroom, and the prosecutor will say who's here to plead not guilty to a red light camera ticket, and you raise your hand, and they will say, well, let's take a look on the TV, and they try to get you to incriminate yourself. It's in several little steps. But if you just don't do that and you just keep reiterating to them, I wasn't driving the car, it's up to you to prove who was driving the car, they will eventually drop the ticket because they cannot prove who was driving the car unless you incriminate yourself.
Now, here in New Hampshire, it doesn't matter if you were driving the car when you get a parking ticket. Simply because it is your car, you are responsible for what was done with that car, even if it was somebody else behind the wheel. So maybe, do you think it's that way everywhere with these red light tickets, or just in Kansas? Or Kansas City, rather.
It's in Missouri.
Missouri,
well,
yeah.
Missouri state law defines failure to stop as a criminal violation. And what Kansas City and several other communities in Missouri have done is they've tried to redefine state law through their ordinances and turn them into like a parking ticket. But they're not allowed to do that under state law. But
so ultimately, because it's criminal, then they have to prove that it was you, whereas if it was just a violation, then it could be tagged to the owner of the car?
Exactly. And how they get away with this is that if anytime somebody challenges this, like takes it up to a higher level of court, they just drop the charges to prevent any kind
sure.
of binding ruling. So,
absolutely. Well, because they know that most people are going to go ahead and pay the fine. I mean, how many of
right.
these traffic tickets, these red light tickets, go with somebody like you, where they're actually going to take it to a trial or attempt to take it to a trial, and then they just don't. Well, just drop that charge because he wants to take it to trial and move on and send out another 100 tickets and expect that 99 of them are going to come back with a check.
Right. It's a lot easier
exactly.
for them to just drop the tickets. I mean, sometimes they won't, but it's a lot easier for them to just drop the ticket and
make it go away.
Yeah, but 97 out of 100 people are just going to pay the fine.
But it's cheaper for them, too. They're not having to pay the prosecutor. So.
Right.
Yep. Good call. Gabe, anything else you want to share?
No. Thanks for bringing that up. There is a website for Missouri, wrongonred.com. It's also on Facebook that has a lot of information if people want to check that out. So.
Excellent, sir. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So I think that's an important thing to point out for folks here. Look, the fact that you go along with these tickets, if you're going along with it, just encourages them. So I had asked a question on Facebook. I said, have you ever taken a red light ticket to court? And that's what Gabe was responding to, so I'm glad.
On Twitter.
He actually, that's right. Well, he saw it on Facebook. So anyway, I asked that question online, and the response from Bob here is no, that he's not going to take it to court. I'm not going to legitimize their insanity or waste my time, pay the extortion fee, and move on. But doesn't that actually legitimize it? Doesn't cutting them a check encourage them and legitimize it?
I agree with your first part. Yeah, I mean, it's the same excuse about voting. You don't either legitimize or delegitimize their system by going to court or not going to court. I mean, you know, their system's as legitimate either way. But I do get the, you know, when it comes to parking tickets here in Keene, they're $5. The question I have to ask myself is am I willing to give up essentially 2 days worth of work, or at least 2 mornings worth of work, to take a traffic ticket, or excuse me, a parking ticket to court? It's $5. Do I want to spend that kind of time? It costs me time and energy, and that's money, because those are mornings that I could be working.
Mm-hmm.
They never schedule these things on Saturdays and Sundays.
Right.
They want you, I mean, you know, the average person's going to have to spend all kinds of time going to court. I've got that kind of time, but I also do ad sales for Free Talk Live and can't do those while I'm in the courtroom.
You know, because of what happened to Omar, my eldest son, while I was in jail last October when we had that snowstorm, he was given a driving an unregistered vehicle and driving without a license. He went to court. They dropped the unregistered vehicle one that was assigned. They had assigned it to me initially, mm-hmm. and then they gave it to him. So they just want someone to pay.
855-450-FREE. But Mark, you have challenged a parking ticket, and didn't they drop it?
But another one they took all the way and found me guilty.
855-450-3733. But if more people do that, then it crushes the system. It's Free Talk Live.
If you've listened to Free Talk Live for any length of time, you're familiar with Bradley Jardis.
Brad is the former police officer that now embraces the ideas of liberty, and now he's running for sheriff of Coos County in New Hampshire. Sheriff is a very important position from which a liberty-oriented individual can protect many rights of the populace. Any U.S. citizen can donate to his campaign up to $1,000.
He's hoping to raise as much money as possible for his campaign, and his chances are quite good. He's running in Coos County, and Ron Paul actually carried Coos.
I hope you'll trust me when I say that we know a few other good reasons that we believe Brad can win.
Come on, join Ian and me in donating to Brad's campaign and getting a liberty-loving individual in this very important seat.
If Brad gets this seat, it'll be the biggest win for the liberty movement in New Hampshire and maybe anywhere. Give what you can at bradforsheriff.com. Bradforsheriff.com.
This was paid for by friends of Bradley Jardis. Bradley Jardis, fiscal agent.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 30th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,658. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,699.32, $849.66 for a half ounce, or $424.83 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,699.32, $849.66, and $424.83.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we give to you there. Once again, freetalklive.com with you tonight. It's Ian.
Michelle.
And Mark.
And those features on our site include archives. So if you missed a moment of the show, don't worry about it. They're right there. Just click, download. You can have as many of them as you like for free at freetalklive.com. and they go all the way back to late 2006. You get the last 7 days worth right on the front page of the site. You can click into the archive section to get more, or you can go to our SoundCloud page and get those through, get the archives through there as well. And the SoundCloud page is neat because it lets you easily share each archive with your friends via Facebook, Twitter, whatever method you like. And, of course, you can download. You can actually comment in the show. You can comment at certain points within the podcast or within the archive.
And then everybody who goes to the SoundCloud page will see your comment, right?
See your comment, exactly. So you can go to freetalklive.com. If you want to go to the SoundCloud page, just go look down the left-hand side of our page at freetalklive.com under Listen and Share and find the SoundCloud link right there. And then go and listen, download, share, whatever you want. freetalklive.com. Hey, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. Your best chance at liberty in your lifetime is to get together with other people who think like you. People who love the ideas of liberty, who understand that where they came from, like me, where I come from in Florida, is just pretty much banging your head up against a brick wall trying to have any kind of progress towards freedom. I come from Southwest Florida, where it's very, and you know, it's an entrenched system. The good old boys network is so large and so vast, it's impossible to counter it. And eventually, if you've learned, you know, if you've done enough politicking, you learn that it just doesn't do anything, and you want to go and do something different. It's, in most cases, you just give up because, you know, stay right where you are because nothing can change.
If you want to get the smallest thing done in a community like that, it'll take all the energy, you have as far as activism to get that one small thing done.
And then they'll change it back 2 years later.
Yeah.
And so you get together with other people. You can amplify your efforts by being with others who understand liberty and who are willing to work toward it, whether that be towards doing non-cooperation and civil disobedience or working within the political system, which Michelle apparently now supports. We'll talk about that here in a little bit. And or creating media or doing street theater or whatever it is that floats your boat. You'll find people interested in it here. You'll find people willing to help, willing to step up. You'll find a variety of projects, things that you can do that are not available anywhere else. So go to freestateproject.org to learn more about this. That's freestateproject.org. It's the reason why the three of us are here together tonight. It's the reason why we know you, Michelle, and I'm so grateful for it. So
thank you.
The Free State Project is great. Freestateproject.org. Go there, learn about it, get signed up. We're talking about red light cameras and generally traffic tickets and taking them to court. I'd asked the question on Facebook and Twitter, have you ever taken a red light ticket to court? And we heard from Gabe, who called in and told us about his story, where he did challenge it, and he didn't fall for their tricks to try to, you know, make him pony up the cash. And before it went to trial, they dropped the charge because they can't prove that he was the guy in the car. So therefore, in Kansas City, it's a criminal charge, and since, you know, you got to prove the person was the person involved, they can't prove the basic facts of the case. Case dismissed. But most people don't know this. Most people aren't willing to take the extra time, as you were complaining about before, Mark, because it does take time, these court things. But it doesn't take as much time if they drop the charge. I mean, yeah, it still takes time because you have to prepare yourself. You have to get ready for court and, you know, you've got that expectation and that court date hanging over your head.
I don't know if that's necessarily true. The first time, so I've taken two parking tickets to trial here in Keene and one traffic ticket to trial in another county.
Mm-hmm.
Two of the three cases, they took it all the way to trial. This is a parking ticket for $5 they took to trial because, you know, they know who I am. I'm on the blacklist. But the parking ticket they didn't take to trial, they chose not to. I still had to go in for an arraignment. That didn't cost them anything because mm-hmm. they're arraigning people one after another all morning long, the extra 5 minutes or whatever at the arraignment.
You can file a motion to skip an arraignment if you'd like. So, you know, the court system does, it's a learning process. There's definitely a learning curve involved. I have filed a motion previously to jump past an arraignment and basically, look, if you bring me into an arraignment, I'm going to plead not guilty, and so just go ahead and schedule a trial. And I've had that approved in the past.
That's
so that's a possibility for you, a little tip in the future.
Although I like the option, I like the opportunity to be in the courtroom because there are always other people in there during the arraignment and say not guilty and set an example and, you know, pass out a few
don't take the plea deal.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely. So one of the folks over at the Facebook page, the Free Talk Live Facebook page, Bob, who said that he's going to not legitimize their insanity or waste his time. He's going to pay the extortion fee and move on. I said, well, doesn't paying legitimize it? And his response is, no, it says I want to stay out of a cage. I bow to your violence. Well, first of all, at least in New Hampshire, I don't know where Bob lives, but at least in New Hampshire, you're not going into a cage if you get found guilty of a parking ticket. Or, you know, there aren't any red light tickets in Keene, so I don't know if there are in Manchester or whatever, but I've never heard of it. Maybe there are some in some parts of New Hampshire. I'd be curious to know, are there any red light camera systems in operation across New Hampshire? But either way, in most traffic cases, you aren't looking at time in a cage unless you don't pay the fine. So if you're willing to pay the fine, as Bob is willing to pay the fine, then at least here in New Hampshire, you can take it to trial, and the fine won't be any higher after you get found guilty as opposed to if you pay it up front.
Well,
whereas in other states, like in Florida, where Jay responds, he says, I got one of these in Florida. I went to the arraignment, and you could either pay $140 and plead no contest and get no points, or pay the same money to go to trial and risk a higher fine and points. So yeah, it all depends on where you live and what the ridiculous rules are in the place in which you live.
That much is true. Now, as far as what was the guy making the comment on Facebook?
Bob says Bob, he's just going to pay it.
This is kind of like voting. It doesn't have a when you vote or when you pay their fine, they don't interpret that as anything. You can say it means I'm bowing to your violence, but they don't care. If you even write them a little note, a little thank you note with the with butterflies and flowers and a ladybug, and say, I am paying this because I am bowing to your violence. The clerk at the court who gets paid, you know, $27,000 a year is going to look at it and say, this is written by a crazy person. I will throw this away. And they will, assuming they'll probably, you know, hope that it doesn't have anthrax on it and throw it away. And they don't care why you paid it. They just want you to pay it. So if you're trying to not legitimize their system, I'd say the most effective way to not legitimize their system is to go to court and fight it and say, I don't legitimize your system.
But if you're in a place like Florida, then it doesn't make any sense.
Sure.
Right? Because
New Hampshire's going to do this at some point anyway when it comes to the activists. Too many people are going to take this to trial, and they're going to do this.
Well, hold on, Mark. That's a legitimate fear that they're going to change the system and make it one of these systems like Florida. We have to pay the fine up front in order to fight it in court, some ridiculous thing like that. But remember, if there's too many people challenging it in New Hampshire, that means we've got some serious numbers going on here, and that means we should be winning more political seats to make it impossible for them to change that system, because that would have to be that would have to be something that has changed at the state level, if I'm not mistaken.
I would think so, but I'm not 100% sure.
Which is getting to why I think that people ought to get involved in the system.
We'll get to that here. 855-453. Bob has a little bit more to his comment that I think is worth sharing, because he wants to talk about raising his boys and, you know, certain values that he wants to inculcate. 1-855-450-3733. And since both of you are parents, I'm sure you'll have something to say about it. 1-855-453. You can take control of your airwaves here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic. Or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is three times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels.
Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves toll free here, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. In the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features. Shrine of Female Listeners is one of them, with the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com. You can see that. And if you're a lady listener, you can become part of the Shrine. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
If you don't know what Bitcoins are, they are a decentralized, relatively anonymous, as they, you can, potentially anonymous, I think is the right term, potentially anonymous digital currency that's peer-to-peer and open source. They are cash for the internet, and they're becoming more and more popular as the weeks go by. I think that Bitcoins are probably going to be as big of an invention as the internet. They're going to be as world-changing as the internet. We're just on the very cusp of it. If you want to get your Bitcoins, and I recommend that you do, you can get them from BitInstant.com. BitInstant.com allows you to go to the more than 750,000 locations, deposit cash. First, you have to go to BitInstant.com and get a deposit number and the instructions there. Deposit cash at any location. There's going to be one near you because there's 750,000 locations worldwide. And by the time you get home, you'll have Bitcoins in your Bitcoin wallet. If you need to get a Bitcoin wallet first, go to weusecoins.org. Watch the video. Get your wallet at they'll have a link there to get your wallet.
It's awesome.
Yep, BitInstant.com.
Let's go to Sean in Daytona Beach. Sean, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark.
How you doing tonight?
Hey, Sean, what's on your mind?
I had several points just about the court process here because, follow loosely what's going on up there in Keene.
Excellent.
And you guys made it some, legitimizing authority, and I think you're just not rebutting the right presumptions because there's a lot of presumptions when you go into court.
Okay.
you're just not doing it right.
Heard of, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of a claim of right. I mean, have you ever sent your attorney general a claim of right? Says, you know, because I was created equal. There's nobody that has authority or power over me. And if you do have authority or power to compel me, well, you need to provide a proof of claim. You know, send a letter off to your attorney general and say, you know, if there's any action I can't perform, send proof of claim.
I've tried this before, and they don't care about it.
Did you send it through the, you know, notary certificate of process and get a response?
See, there's always a claim about the advocates of these
right.
particular.
Whenever you do it, what they said that you were supposed to do, you didn't do it right, and so there's another way to do it the next time.
So, Sean, what I'm hearing from you is that there's certain magic words that you can say to the government people to get them to leave you alone. Is that right?
No, it's not magic words. I mean, the truth always prevails. You know, we're
no, men with guns prevail. No. In my experience, men with guns prevail. I have told them, look, I don't consent. You know, you can't prove I have an obligation to your system or to your laws. And they say, well, we've got a cage and these men with guns, and they're going to put you in it. And that's how it works.
Yeah,
so I guess, what's your experience? Have you tried this?
Yeah, and I've been to jail. I mean, all we can do is point out the truth. I mean, that's all I can
okay.
do. I'm going
to
live.
As long as you're willing to admit to the people listening that your method will end you up behind bars, then let's talk about it.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've had different results. I've had successes and I've had some not so successes.
Okay.
And I think that's the case with anybody. I mean, this whole thing is an evolution of truth. You know, now with dealing with the courts, the only thing that I care about is what role am I playing. You know, with the whole name thing, the legal person versus the natural person or man, I don't care how you identify me. Let's talk about the roles that I'm playing because I'm here as the administrator beneficiary. So, you know, who's the public trustee? Because it's the trustee that takes all the orders. That's all I care about is what role I'm in
mm-hmm.
when I go in.
You're losing absolutely everybody who's listening. So is there a way for you to explain what you're talking about that can be easily understood?
Well, you know, I think the only thing that counts is the truth. I mean, the guns are going to do whatever we want to do. The system loves money. That's the only reason why we use violence against each other to resolve disputes. So we know it's evil, and we know it's inherently deceptive and dishonest. The only thing we can do is just point out where the evil lies instead of the presumption that we're evil. No. So
I think that we've done a really good job of pointing out evil here in New Hampshire with the civil disobedience and non-cooperation, various different courtroom tactics that have been employed here. But you know what I really like to see, Sean, is I'd like to see video of you in court telling Judge Burke here in Keene that you're the administrator for the account and you know, see how that works.
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to file the evidence. You know, I'm going to have a notice of non-response on a claim of right I've already made, and I'm going to file that into the court file.
Yeah. Are you going to show up at the court hearing?
What am I going to go into the court for? I'm going to file it in the court file.
Well, because if you don't, they're probably going to send men with guns to your house, and they'll kidnap you.
Okay, well, fine. If that's what they're going to do, then they're going to kidnap me.
I think this is fascinating. I would love to see somebody come here to New Hampshire and try it. I will come to your court trial if you come into the Keene area or anywhere near the Keene area, I promise you I will come to the courthouse unless I've been banned forever, which I haven't from one of them. But I'm working on that. I will come or someone will come with a video camera and they will document this whole process because I think it's absolutely fascinating. People love to make claims about it, but they never have any evidence to back up their claims to show what
happens. I'll put money in your commissary when you go to
I just had
a friend, and this isn't a traffic ticket, I mean, but I've had some traffic ticket dismissals or other dismissals. I had one a couple months ago where I was riding a bike and got cited for, it all happens when you start it over. You know, they pull me over, and I'm like, have I committed a crime? Well, no, you're not getting anything. I don't have any obligation or duty to provide you anything.
I was told I had committed a crime. I didn't have a plate on the back of my motorcycle. Then what? What should I have said then?
Well, do what you're going to do. You're either going to kidnap me or I'm free to go. That's not my choice to make.
I actually said, why don't you follow me down to the gas station because I'm on fumes, and then that way, you know, I won't get stuck on the side of the road, which is an issue of safety on a motorcycle on a two-lane road. So what do you think I should have done? I sat on my bike, and I waited for the hour and a half while they, you know, issued me the tickets, and they brought out a tow truck where they put my motorcycle on a flatbed, and they hauled it away. So what ought I to have done that I didn't do that would have let me, had them let me be free to go and go on my way?
You know, you can't control somebody else. They're going to do what they're going to do. I mean, all I'm going to do is stand my ground. That's all I'm interested in, is because I'm only in control of my own actions.
I would love to see some of the wins that you've had, Sean. It's,
he's,
you know,
not really claiming wins. He's claiming,
he said he had some wins.
He had some wins. Yeah, certainly. He's had stuff dropped.
Right.
Anybody can get stuff dropped.
Sure, we've had things dropped.
Yeah. Right. I've gone to court and I've had stuff dropped. So there's, you know, that's, I don't know that that's necessarily a win.
Sean, are you planning to move to New Hampshire at all?
You know, the only reason I haven't moved up there is because of the weather and I'm getting older, but I love the area. I mean, I do need to get up to Porkfest one of these times.
You should do that. The weather's beautiful here right now, by the way, and I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Look, I want to see one of these gurus, and I'm not saying Sean's a guru, but there are these people who...
Right,
you know,
I think he has the most honest claims of that I've heard yet.
Yeah, he admitted he's been to jail. So I want to hear from one of these gurus who knows about filing a notice of claim or a claim of right with a notary signature in the right court in the attorney general's office or wherever it is you're supposed to file these things. Come on up, show us how it's done, and we'll document the process. Because usually these folks who make these claims have no documentation whatsoever. And the last time I asked somebody about that, the explanation was, it was a guy who called during the Adamo situation where Adamo went to jail. Mm-hmm. He's in jail right now for so-called wiretapping. This guy called because we'd put out a press release. He called called up the number that was on the press release and was pitching one of these systems. And I told him, look, man, I've heard all about this before. I've even tried it. And, you know, I'd love to see some proof that that you've actually managed to get it to work. He's like, well, I don't have proof because it works.
Well, it's like the, what was her name, Jenna Garth or whatever. She wouldn't cop to her name or whatever. She was the same thing. She had a whole plan for all of us.
Well, at the very least, she admitted going to jail, too. You know, this is a whole new thing in the last couple of months as people...
I'd like to see their video of them going to jail.
Well, of course, but that's hard to get video inside the jail.
It's hard to go... You can't even get a video camera in a courtroom in Florida. So if you want to document these things, the only place you can really do it is up here in New Hampshire. 855-450-3733. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you a male suffering from erectile dysfunction? If so, the next 60 seconds are crucial to your sex life. Because Bravado is sending risk-free trials of their once-daily sex-enhancing capsules to all men who qualify. So if you're a man and are trying to boost your confidence in the bedroom and give your partner the ultimate sexual experience, you can be among the first to try Bravado risk-free. Call 1-800-948-1362. Bravado is one of the safest ways to treat erectile dysfunction because each capsule contains natural ingredients that safely increase your libido. You don't need a prescription to try once-daily Bravado. Just be among the first to call and claim your trial absolutely risk-free. But due to overwhelming demand, there is a strict limit of one risk-free trial per household. Again, if you are a male suffering from erectile dysfunction, it is crucial that you write down this number for your risk-free 30-day trial of Bravado. 1-800-948-1362. That's 1-800-948-1362.
Wild rocker Russ Ames unleashes his brand new album, Rock Dog Revolution. 14 mega tracks from the sharp edge blade. To the toughest nails, new world.
New world where we are. Not for all and all of me, baby.
Rock Dog Revolution also includes a cover of Fleetwood Mac's Dreams.
Thunder only happens when it's raining.
Rock Dog Revolution by Russ Ames. Out now on iTunes. CDs available from CDBaby.com.
I'm holding back in time.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. An independent study showed that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to getbetterforfree.com. That's getbetterforfree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. We've got news updates, and if you'd like, you may follow them on email. That's the way to get the basic news updates about Free Talk Live. And there's also Twitter and Facebook, so we'll send you the news through those means, but you'll also get more there. You'll get questions during the show, a little bit of show prep here and there, observations, sometimes useful, sometimes not so much. Anyway, you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and you can link into those, all of them, over at news.freetalklive.com. That's news.freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we all have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. It's not so much a news site or an article as it is a news aggregator site that has all kinds of useful stuff there. I get it every day. It's FreedomsPhoenix.com.
Let's continue with you and your thoughts. We'll go to Justin, calling from Northport in Florida. Justin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hey, Justin, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, it's my first time calling. I've been listening to you guys for about a year and a half, so have to excuse me if I'm a little nervous.
Welcome, sir.
But I just bought my first Bitcoin yesterday.
How'd you do it?
I did it through BitInstant.
Nice.
It was a little bit more convoluted than I expected it to be, but I think that might have been my fault.
How did you go about getting it? There's different ways for you to kind of take delivery of the Bitcoin and where different places for you to put the cash in. So where'd you go?
I did it through the MoneyGram.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I've done that.
That payment.
Yep.
And I was a little surprised at how much information they wanted from me, but I think next time I'm going to try to do it a different way.
You can BS them, at least in my experience. I gave them my real information when I did it, but there's nobody checking an ID at the MoneyGram locations I went to. You could just write in whatever you wanted, and they wouldn't know.
Oh, well, where I went, they actually asked for my ID when I paid.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was a little surprised. But
it is Florida, after
it
all.
It is Florida. Yeah, it's probably what it is.
But you only had to use, like a driver's license or something, some kind of state-issued picture ID?
Yep, driver's license. But I had to
when
get
I went
which,
to the bank.
That's so much better than a bank account because you have to have a Social Security number now since the USA Patriot Act.
You're talking about opening up your own account, but when you go to BitInstant.com and use the bank deposit option, you don't have to give, at least again, in New Hampshire, you don't have to show ID.
I didn't even show an ID when I went to the bank and deposited money because you don't need to show an ID to deposit money.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But that was my experience.
Yeah, so I was just a little surprised at how much information they wanted, but I don't care. I've got my Bitcoins now. I'm excited.
Excellent. Now that's out of their hands, I mean, they can't possibly get those back from you. Once you turn cash into Bitcoins, government might as well just say goodbye because, you know, as long as your account, as long as your wallet, your private key is safe, the government goons, if they were to raid you or whatever, couldn't possibly get their hands on your Bitcoins.
But one of the other things I wanted to talk about is I went to the Ron Paul rally on Sunday.
How was it?
It was incredibly long, a little too long. Ron Paul was great, and there were a few speakers in between that I thought were really good. But I was a little surprised at how statist it was.
How so?
In terms of a lot of the speakers were, you know, I mean, the first guy was talking about making America a Christian nation again. There were a couple of people talking about take America back to how it was, take the Republican Party back to how it was.
This is the stuff that sells to some extent in this this particular arena.
It doesn't sell to black people, I can tell you that.
Yeah, right. I mean, there's not a black person in America who wants to take America back to nothing.
I'd rather move forward to liberty rather than
It's non-inclusive language that is probably unintentionally very scary to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but overall, it was great seeing Ron Paul. I thought his speech was pretty moving, but just stuck. You're not going to be able to do anything with it, you know?
You know, I happen to be a Christian, and so, but I didn't become a Christian because of some state-sanctioned piece of legislation or something like that at all. So what I say to people who claim to be fellow believers when they make those kinds of suggestions is I ask them just that, you know, what government agency did Jesus endorse and which
right,
one did.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So anything else you want to share about your experience?
Well, I had one more topic, but I know getting into three topics might be a little too much.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, the last topic, you were talking about fighting tickets, and I wanted to let you know about my experience here in Northport.
Northport.
You guys are from Sarasota. You know how bad it is here. I got a speeding ticket.
Even from Sarasota, we can't get any. As I understand, Northport's one of the most corrupt places in Florida, at least on the West Coast.
Yep.
Oh, it's terrible. I mean, they're everywhere, and they're just horrible. But I got a speeding ticket, and I thought, after I'd been listening to you guys for a while, I'm going to go ahead and I'll probably lose, but I'm going to take it to court and at least gum up the system a little bit. Well, then I started looking into it, and even on the Florida DMV or whatever, it was an official site, it said that if I take it to court and I lose, that I could be fined up to $1,000.
Woo!
That you're assumed guilty until proven innocent.
So much for that Constitution that everyone's always saying we got to get back to.
Yep.
Exactly.
The right to a jury trial.
Joke.
I mean, I knew the system was screwed up, but when I saw this on the official Florida State website, I was disgusted. And unfortunately, I caved and I paid it, but I didn't.
I don't blame you.
To do.
There's nothing else you can do. They've got you by the balls there. And it's not just in Florida. There are other states that have similar situations where they want you to either pay the fine up front before they'll even let you have a trial, and then they hit you with court costs after the fact. And, you know, of course, you're going to be found guilty. I mean, 99 out of 100 of these traffic tickets, it's the cop's word versus yours.
That's a made-up statistic.
Yep, it's totally made up, but you know, I've never seen them find somebody innocent.
Right.
The only solution is to get the hell out of Florida, man. Otherwise, keep your head down and keep paying up.
Well, my wife and I have been discussing it for a little while, but we just bought a wave runner, so we don't know what to do, you know?
Yeah, sell it.
They have lakes here in New Hampshire.
They do have lakes here in New Hampshire.
There are lots of lakes.
Good point. Hey, thanks for the call, Justin.
We were talking about that.
Appreciate the story. Yep. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. 1-855-450-3733. You even got pulled over on a lake. Michelle.
I did with my boat. Yeah, and I haven't.
No tag.
So, right. And so, consequently, considering it cost me about $300 each time I would go out with the current gas prices and, you know, have everyone go anywhere between $200 and $300, including, you know, transporting it with the gas in the truck. And I was going out about three or four times a week. That is money that has been withdrawn from this economy.
Yeah.
Yes, but,
because I do not spend that money anymore.
The religious zealots, the druids would say that you're spending that money on gasoline and polluting the atmosphere with carbon dioxide, so therefore that's a good thing anyway.
Yeah, but that's not the motivation behind them giving her a ticket. She's pointing out that because they ticketed her and took her off the lake, that now that's money out of the economy that otherwise would be going to the tax feeders. So, the government guys. 855-453. Brett is in Manchester in New Hampshire. Hey, Brett. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, is this Brett from School Sucks, the podcast?
It is. And, guys, this is the first time I've ever watched the show on the cam, and I just want to say everyone looks amazing.
Hi, Brett.
Oh, thanks. You do your own cam thing on your show, but you've got fancy cams and multiple cams, from what I understand, over at School Sucks
Would
Project.
Would you stop rubbing your belly and, like, grabbing a hold of that?
He's talking to Mark, by the way, not
yes.
me.
Yes!
He needed to see my belly
I
on
mean,
the cam.
I mean, you've got, your hair is really soft with those new products you're using, but you've got food on the front of your shirt, and it's like a Bugs Bunny t-shirt, and then you pull it up to show your belly? Nah, it's not sexy, buddy.
So, no, Brett, what's on your mind?
Aesthetically, from my point of view, aesthetically, Mark's hair almost competes with Michelle, but Ooh. Not quite. So,
girl, toss
I
it.
Wanted
you
to share
you
with you guys
toss.
A story that happened to me recently, and it has to do with politics and communication. I was just preparing some notes with respect to the importance of talking to other people, especially people who are outside of the Free State Project. This is actually something that I've heard Michelle talk about the importance of in the past. And, you know, I know that in Keene, with a lot of the civil disobedience, people have looked at that very negatively from, say, Concord, where they're trying to do, like, real political things, right?
Hold that thought, Brett. We'll be back with you here in hour number three. You can hang through the news, yes?
Yeah, no problem.
All right, stand by. More with Brett. He is the host of his own program, School Sucks. You can see that and hear it over at schoolsucksproject.com. We'll hear more from him here in moments about communication. 855-453, 1-855-450-3733. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Save more of your money when you stay at America's Best Value Inn and spend more of your time doing the things you love. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and hundreds of instant rewards with our Value Club. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal!
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.